November 3rd. Christian called this morning with a follow-up on the Johnson story. He says Johnson now has decided he won't say anything. He's just going to slough it off. He had people working all night on the files, and he told Christian that what the series of events was from October 17th on. He suggested that we look at the way he handled this in his book, that is his position. He then did say to George, continuing November 3rd, the report from George Christian, he says that Johnson decided to interpret this whole thing as something foolish that someone did without Nixon's knowledge, and that he and Nixon agreed to do nothing to slow down the peace talks. He suggested we look at the way he handled it in his book, and that's his position. He then said it is conceivable that somebody asked the FBI to follow up on this, and that maybe Hoover did tell the president he was asked to do this. Christian told Johnson that that, in fact, was the case, that Hoover had told Nixon this. Johnson's attitude is that everyone was in agreement to get the war over, he and Nixon and so on, and that all were on board and there was no problem. Christian explained to Johnson about the FBI leak problem that we have and said this could be an entrapment, and he said this impressed him. And Christian assured him that the White House would do their best to handle this without escalating it. Christian says the star story is anti-Nixon. It brings up Watergate, CIA, and so on, and it's a bad story for everybody, not just for Johnson, according to Johnson. Johnson also told Christian last night that he's in very serious physical trouble. The doctors say that if he lives until April, the pain may be relieved and his vessels may be strong enough that he'll be all right. There's been some discussion of surgery, but he won't do it. He's spending three-fourths of his time in bed. On the plane to Chicago, we got into some discussion of whether there should be a Kissinger briefing tomorrow. Obviously, Henry had put the pressure on the president after Ziegler and I had agreed there should not be one. The president asked whether we can't just get a small group together. There's a real question, though, of whether we have to have it at all, and after discussion, we decided there would be no briefing. Henry should just return phone calls to helpful-type people. He should hold on the optimistic line with confidence. He should not have his story conflict with the president's trip, and he should not arouse or answer McGovern. We had the three airport rallies today. Chicago didn't go very well. There were a lot of hecklers, and the president got into the thing on the plane afterwards of the organized harassment and vulgarity that's deliberate, a conspiracy to deny free speech even to the president of the United States. Thinks Ziegler ought to get this out as obviously a planned campaign of disruption and obscenity. It also went better, but there was some of it there, too. And the problem there is the assistant attorney general who insisted that they not throw the bad people out. So the president wants him tracked down and some action taken on him. The Rhode Island one had a lot of hecklers, and we had a PA problem during the day also. So the president got into the need for getting all the PAs checked out for tomorrow. He raised the point also on the plane of the need for Watergate follow-up to be worked out so that we have a complete plan right after the election and can move on that. Wants to know who's in charge and how that's being handled. I've talked to Ehrlichman about it. He and John Dean are supposedly on top of it. End of November 3rd.